bringing you the very best in contemporary music. Traditional music. I'm just waiting on Jesus. And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Down and help your partner get his blessing. I want you to say three words. I want
want you to press down and say, right now, Jesus. Come on, say it till you feel it in your soul. Right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I stand before you and tell you this. Church, amen. 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 Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Lord, I hear a shout of blessing. Thou art gathering, full and free. Thou the thirsty, so refreshing. Let me say that last verse again.
sun is gonna shine. Now you may be wondering, what am I saying? It's gonna be alright. Here's the reason.
Hey. My soul.
Yeah, well.
With the best music.
I love the music. cup runs on, my cup runs on, over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend, who sits high and pours out blessings, things that the world can't get and the world can't take it away. You make me rich. Ah, you make me rich. Oh God, you're the lifter of my head, helping me see. Now I can receive more joy, joy, more peace. Grace and a marriage is favor.
I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow. I have so much, I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow.
I have so much, I can never give it all away. I am living in the overflow. We'll simply pray. All I need is a touch from you. Things you do, take the wrong in my life and make it right. Give me all I need, Lord Jesus, the touch from you, from my Master and King. All I need is a touch from you. Oh God. Oh God. Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. When I come, Lord, I know you're there. Reach your hand down from heaven. From the Master, oh God, all I've ever need is a touch from you. If you touch me. Put your healing hands on me.
Touch me.
Everyone.
just wanna speak the name of Jesus. Till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over fear and all anxiety. To every soul.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on till the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you. Romans the 8th chapter, verse number 28 declares that all things work together for the good of them who love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Tonight we got a simple message for you. Come on, ECC, say it.
Everything works together.
Everything.
Everything works together.
No matter what it is. Say it again. It may not feel good, but it's working together for my good. We want to encourage you that everything has a mission to work for your good. That what the devil meant for your evil, God's going to turn around and he's going to work it out for your good. Come on, let's say it again. purpose behind you. It's working for your good. Oftentimes, we can't see it in the natural, but you gotta know that God has a plan, a purpose, and a promise over your life. And that purpose is to work together for the good. Come on, come on, help God here.
The very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Catch the wave on the NFI. coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Well, you know I'm all right now.
Right now. All right now.
Since I lifted up with Jesus, you know I'm all right now. He taught me how to walk, and he taught me how to talk. Since I lifted up with Jesus, you know I'm all right now.
Then once I was a stranger, I was buried for the Savior came unto me, sister, come on in. Then he saved my soul from dying. Ever since that day, I've been crying. Since I tasted the Jesus, then I'm all right. Oh, you know.
Sunshine, who picked up the pieces when you
love and him is wrong, then I don't wanna be right. And it's about that time you let him into your life. Tell me who can change your mind, who can make it right, who can turn your rainy days into sunshine, who picks up the pieces when you threw it all away. God did it, God did it, God did it.
In the midst of my confusion, God did it,
God did it.
He removed all doubt,
God did it. And it's about that time, and it's about that time you let him into your life. Tell me who can change your mind, who can make it right, who can turn your rainy days into
got out. He helped me through the bottles I got out. No matter what you're going through, Jesus will make a way for you. You're gonna say, I got out.
Thank you.
most gracious God. No tender voice like thine can tease our fall. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come
promote me, God. I come. I humble myself.
bless me now. I come. Oh, bless me now. I want you to bless me now because
I come.
I don't want to live it for another day. I need you to bless me now. I don't want to go and come another day. I come to thee. I don't want anything to separate us. So I come to thee. Regardless of what I've done, regardless of where I've been, God, I come to thee. I lay everything aside and I come to thee. I lay all things aside. I come to thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to
You can talk about me, but I ain't gonna let nobody, I ain't gonna let nobody stop me. Oh, I, hallelujah, I shall not be.
Lord, I just wanna thank you. Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
Lord, you wrap your arms around me, kept me so safe and warm. Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
Yes, sir. Can I say this? When all my bills were due, somehow you brought me through. Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
And a lot of y'all can feel me when I say this. When my money, it was funny, and my change was strange. Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
That's why.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh.
happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
You Thank you, Lord. I said, because of all you've done for me, for your grace and mercy, oh Lord, because of all the many, many, many times that you protected me and you spared my life, oh Lord. And for the choices that I made and the plenty of mistakes, and for the debt that you I got faith.
happening right on time. You may not come when I want you, Jesus. Oh, you're always on time. I might not live in a big old house. I thank God for shelter over my head. Car you let me drive me.
like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. He has promised that he opened all of heaven. And brother, it could happen any day.
Thanks for listening. And now let's join Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry, Raleigh, North Carolina. Good evening, Pastor.
Good afternoon to you. To God be the glory for all he has done. Oh, come worship the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. And when I wake up in the morning, I thank God for the opportunity to sit up in my bed and look around and tell the Lord, Lord, thank you for waking me up again this morning. Because, you know, I know that you didn't have to do it, but you chose to do it. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Today, we are going to go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to start with verse 15. Hallelujah. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, we thank you for all of my sisters and brothers in the Lord. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, to be able to see how to read your word, because a lot of people can't see how to read your word, and they don't even have anybody to read the word to them. But, Lord, even as I open my mouth, you open the ears of the hearer. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15, and it says this, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and with all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Jesus Christ concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful in he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for me. Pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Now, you know, this has given some very words of encouragement, words to point out how we should live and how we should behave ourselves as Christians. And now this is not for sinners. It amazes me that we keep claiming to be sinners. We keep saying we're sinners. All right, so how are we sinners if we are saved by grace? I'm still working on that. I've been working on that for the past few months. How do you be a sinner and a saint at the same time? And I know that that's not so. You're either a sinner or a saint, but you're not both. And I look at what the word is saying. Read it, none run the evil for evil. So if I decide that you kill my dog, let me kill your cat. That's not what God will have us to do. Because you see, when you kill my dog, I'm not going to kill your cat. I'm going to try to get away from your cat. Cats will scratch you, will jump on you, will bite you. Cats will do some stuff to you. So if you know that, then why are you still holding on to that cat? Hallelujah. Leave that cat alone and go about your business. And then it's worse in verse 15. It said, in verse 16, it said, rejoice evermore. Hallelujah. You need to rejoice and thank how God woke you up this morning. And most of you was closed in your right mind. And you were able to get up out of the bed by yourself. Hallelujah. You were able to fix your food yourself. And even if you weren't able to fix your food, hallelujah, you were able to eat it by yourself. Able to, you know, when you can take your food on your fork or spoon or knife and put it in your own mouth without somebody having to put it in there for you. Do you realize that's a blessing right there? Hallelujah. And you were supposed to rejoice at that because you got the use and the activities of your own limb. And then you're supposed to pray without ceasing. When I think, as the song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. Lord, I honor you. Because, Lord, you're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. Hallelujah, man. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, it didn't say, for everything give thanks. It didn't say that. Hallelujah. People asked me when my husband died, and I was busy praising God. Because, see, when my husband died, I was sitting in the emergency room, and he was sitting beside of me, and the lady was doing his triage. And I thought of, and he just fell over and died. And I thought about somebody that was in my family. He and his wife were just standing in the middle of the floor. They were just cursing each other out. I meant they was calling each other everything but a child of God. They were going at it. And he fell dead. He just dropped dead. They were still cussing each other out. And she was calling him everything she could think of to say. And I began to praise God. And the reason I was praising God, not that my husband had died, but in the same situation, we were sitting together. And I thought about my brother and sister in the Lord, and they were going at it. I mean, what if the last thing I could think of about this couple was that they were, what if I was thinking about my husband? And the last thing I could think was we were calling each other names. I meant vile names, vulgar names. And I don't think I would have been able to get over it, you know, calling each other all those vile, vulgar names. And we say we love each other. How do you love each other and call those people those names? And then we say we're children of the Most High God, yet we call those people those same names. And then we go out in public and we grin at those people and we tell them, how you, sister so-and-so, how you, brother so-and-so, and yet we don't speak to our spouses the same way. Or we don't even speak to our children the same way. We speak to a natural stranger. Hallelujah. We don't need to speak to our family worse than we speak to anybody else. Hallelujah. We don't need to do that. Hallelujah. We need to turn to the Lord and let the Lord help us do things. Because, you know, people constantly say things to hurt you. I don't know if they deliberately need to hurt you, but I have people in my family that constantly say things that hurt me. But you know what? My job is not to worry about how they hurt me, but my job is to worry about how I hurt them, and I don't want to hurt them. Hallelujah. I don't want to do it, and I don't want to hurt my husband. I didn't want to hurt my husband, and I began to praise God because we weren't standing up there cussing each other out. He had control of my tongue, and God had control of my tongue, and he had control of my husband's tongue. And I said, Lord, thank you. I glorify you, Lord. And then in verse 19, it says, quench not the spirit. When you want to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we said we are someplace in public, and we're going to say, well, we're not going to say hallelujah just because we happen to be in public. If I'm in public and it come up in my head to say hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I glorify you. I'm not going to squish that spirit. I'm going to let it out right then and there. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 20 says, don't despise, not prophesy. Why in the world would I despise preaching? Preaching is one word for prophesying, and then the other one is for when somebody, you speak forth the truth, that's preaching. And then the other one, then you don't need to have to, when somebody is prophesying or telling you what thus says the Lord concerning your life. Hallelujah. Because you know what, there was a time when I was a smoker. And I had smoked for years and years and years and years. And I couldn't stop. I had tried everything that I knew to stop smoking. I could not stop. And then one day, this pastor walked up to me. I was sitting in his congregation, and he walked up to me, and the Lord said, and he said to me, now this is prophesied. He said, the Lord said, if you don't stop what you're doing, you're going to die. And I looked right back at him. I didn't say a word. I don't even think I changed expression. But he told me enough to let me know I better stop that smoking. He let me know that. And you know what? I hadn't smoked. I think I smoked another month or two after that. It took me that long to get that out of my mouth. And I said, well, Lord, you know, thank you. You're such a gracious Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it said, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. In other words, if something is good and somebody tell you something for your benefit, you need to listen. I don't care even if it's a child. You need to listen. Hallelujah. If God tell you something and it's for your benefit, listen, because he's going to tell you. He don't have to tell you how you think he ought to tell you. He needs to tell you through whatever means he wants to tell you. Hallelujah. But we think, well, that's a child. We don't have to listen to that child, and we don't have to listen to this, and we don't have to listen to that. But you need to listen. Whenever God send you a word, you listen. That's how come it tell you to try to speak. Hallelujah. If the Holy Spirit is telling you something, open your ears and then open your heart, and then you listen to that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It said, prove all things. Now, what if I had decided, well, you know, I'm going to just keep right on smoking, and I'm going to see how far I can get along with it. Hallelujah. I might have dropped dead trying to prove that I was stronger than God. Hallelujah. No. Lord, if you don't even know what I'm doing, and I listen, and prove all things, I know I'm still living, so then I know that that was from the Lord and that that was the right thing to do is listen. Hallelujah. And it says abstain from all appearance of evil. Hallelujah. When you think, you want to think something evil, but after a while you think, well, no, you don't need to think that. You don't need to let that in your heart. When Ephesians chapter 6 tell you to put on the breastplate of righteousness and all of that stuff, that you need to do that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it says, verse 23 says, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Holy. 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 That means, when it sanctify you, to sanctify you mean to set you apart. Hallelujah. When God sets you apart, he sets you apart for a reason. He set you apart to do certain things. And you know what? It amazes me how sometimes God sets you apart for a certain reason, and then sometimes people will try to keep you back there where you were. Hallelujah. They won't let you move on. They want to keep you back there where you used to be. Hallelujah. And so don't allow people to keep you where you used to be. Hallelujah. Because I know I was accused of a lot of stuff after God saved me and moved me on to where I needed to be. And there were people trying to still hold me back where I used to be. Just like I met up this lady in the restaurant, and it amazed me. And nobody knows who I'm talking about, so I can say this. One day, I met her in a restaurant, and she said, "The same old Carrie, same old Carrie." So, I said, "Oh, okay." I just stand there and argue with her. Of course, I could have said, "Well, you the same old one that met the man in the laundromat and didn't even one of y'all have clothes to wash." But I didn't say that because it wasn't none of my business. Even though I said she better be real glad that I want the same old Carrie. But she didn't. But she still didn't know that I was a whole different person. Hallelujah, because God, hallelujah, had zipped my lips, and I had asked him, "Lord, you keep me from saying hurtful things to people if I know it before I say it. If I know it's going to be hurtful, Lord, don't let me open my mouth and say it." Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And in other words, He does the whole thing. And I pray, God, your whole, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And see, the thing is, because you got saved. If you were an idiot before you got saved, God saved your soul, spirit, and all of that. But you see, unless you ask him specifically, because see, some of the things that was in my life, I had to ask him specifically, Lord, you change this in my life, because, Lord, I can't change it. Hallelujah. Like hatred, he pulled that out of my life. Hallelujah. And like and other things, I told him, Lord, take profanity out of my life. Lord, take this out of my life and take that out of my life. And Lord, you take control of my life, because, hallelujah, you have to give it to him. Hallelujah. Once you give it to him, hallelujah, he will take it. And then there are people that would know the old you and will try to come back and provoke you into doing the same old thing again. Hallelujah. But don't allow people to provoke you. If you walk away, hallelujah, if you walk away and they can't get that stuff in your spirit, hallelujah, they can't provoke you into doing the same old thing. That goes right back to where it says, Father, don't provoke your children to wrath. When you go and you say ugly things to your children and you cuss your children out and you keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them until they turn around and say the wrong thing to you. And then you say, well, why did my child say that? Because you provoke them. Don't provoke people and don't provoke children. Hallelujah. And then pray God, hallelujah, that he control your mouth. Hallelujah. That's what you're supposed to do. Hallelujah. Okay, and I pray, God, your whole spirit. In other words, when your spirit get straightened out, you'll be all right. And soul and body. Soul is your mind. Your soul is your mind. When your mind get straightened out, when you're thinking right, hallelujah, then you're going to be all right. Be preserved, blameless, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, see, that's what people don't understand. They don't realize that Jesus is coming back, and he's coming back without a church, without a spot nor a wrinkle. Hallelujah. But he's still coming, and it doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. He's still coming back. Okay, in verse 24, says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Hallelujah. Who do what? He will keep you holy. He will keep you. Hallelujah. He'll lift you up. He'll love on you. Hallelujah. He'll speak into your ear at night while you're trying to sleep, while you if you sleep with your TV on at night. Hallelujah. He'll send a word through that TV. Hallelujah. To speak to you. Hallelujah. And then the word says down here in verse 25, brethren, pray for us. See, I need somebody to pray for me. Hallelujah. I need somebody to pray for me. And greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. Hallelujah. Don't stand up and just take your lips and see if you can suck somebody's face off. Hallelujah, a holy kiss means kiss them on the cheek. Hallelujah, just kiss them on the cheek. And it says in verse 27, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. Hallelujah. The grace. See, God's grace is sufficient for all our needs. His grace is sufficient. So let us love the Lord with all our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. Let us trust in the Lord with all our heart. Let us not lean to our own understanding, but in all our deeds acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. Hallelujah. Now let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first off, Lord, let us pray for Reverend Thurlin Kearney. Hallelujah, that he has opened up this station, that we can have a platform. Hallelujah, to love on the people and send them a word. Let them know that you love them. Hallelujah. Let them know, hallelujah, that you would teach our mind, body, and spirit to love on one another. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask you to bless all of the preachers that come on this station, all of the ministers that come on this station. Hallelujah. So that we can tell them that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And then, Lord, there's some in the hospitals, prisons, and nursing homes, Lord. Hallelujah, that need somebody to say that you love them, God. Nobody has been by to tell them they love them. Then, Lord, there's somebody, hallelujah, that have been hurt so badly they don't know what to do. But, Lord, you know what to do. Oh, God, have mercy on them. Hallelujah. And then, Lord, there's some people that's in a nursing home that's so mean, they just don't even know what to do. People be trying to help them and love them, God, and they be trying to fight these people. But, Lord, oh, God, you lift them up, God, and let them stand. Hallelujah. Let them stand, because all of the hurt that they've gone through, well, people that are supposed to be protecting them and loving on them, hallelujah, is hurting them, Lord. Oh, God, have mercy on them, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, let us, hallelujah, love our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Oh, God, have mercy. Lord, remember Wilbo and his wife in the name of Jesus. Wilbo Brown and his wife, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift up Sister May Perry to you. And all of the other people that have lost a parent or a sibling, God, in the name of Jesus. And not only a parent or a sibling, but, Lord, remember my nieces and nephews that have lost the last parent that they had, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, Apostle Barbara Watkins, God, And co-pastor Smith, Gladys Smith, God, I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, Lord. And then, Lord, remember my pastor, Pastor Adrian Richardson, God, in the name of Jesus and his little wife, Lord. Lord, you just bless them. Every time you think about them, Lord, just bless them in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, all of the members of my church, St. Paul number 2, Enid, Lord, you bless my family members there, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift Patricia Jernig and her family up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you. Oh, and Lord, my son is going back out on the road to drive tractor trailer. Lord, keep him safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. My son, Christopher, God, and Antoine, and my daughter, Letizia, God, I lift them up to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, is glorified. Lord, remember, hallelujah, the Gaither Vocal Band. In Jesus' name we pray, and we love you, Lord. Now may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide, but from him henceforth and forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We'll see you right back here next week on the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Be blessed. Bye-bye, everybody.
been listening to Elder Carrie Harris, pastor of Word of Deliverance Ministry radio broadcast. Be sure to tune in every Tuesday from 1 o'clock p.m. until 1:30 p.m. here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
And brother, this could be that very day. Just to praise him, for I know he's working all things for my good. Every tear I shed is worth all the investment. I know he'll see it through. He said he would. He has promised, I know ear can hardly fathom all the things he has in store for those.
HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yeah.
Anointed.
Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Everybody, come on. Find yourself some place and dance before the Lord. Song says, I will sing. Nothing. This passion in my soul. Come on, let's sing it again. It says, I will dance, I will sing. Come on, everybody.
I will dance, I will sing, and be praised before.
yeah, yeah.
Lights
time right. One of the get up, stand up, where your people love the light. One of the get up, stand up, make we do things right. One of the get up, stand up, Christ don't be independent. Talk about religion and no selfish ambition. Talking about a purpose and to fulfill your mission. See the father, make a petition, stop and think and make a decision. Look at nothing before perish like a light, there is no vision. Why turn your face when there is a crisis? When we have the power and the word, I got to fight it. Get out your light and I walk in the darkness. Pretty killer, for you want to see the way for walking. Talk and not do, you can stop, yo. Let God just let your light shine and show the world the way about. First, give me the drink back, yo. Keep it burning.
Catch the wave on the inner vibe.
Troubles all around us. Many times I've made to cry. That's why I tell you today. Come on.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook.
Lord, if you need someone. break it off.